This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Closely related to that whole how quickly the economy grows or doesn't grow thing is this next item. Reports, early though they may be, of a budget deal in Washington. Small b, small d. There are no grand bargains to be had here. The key to the whole thing is going to be what Congress decides to call the mechanism by which it raises money. Taxes or fees? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer looks at the economic semantics.
What's in a name anyway? A lot if you're a budget negotiator who's promised not to raise taxes and must avoid the T word at all costs.
We try not to call bad things by their names.
Anatoly Liberman teaches linguistics at the University of Minnesota.
Now the word fee is more marketable than the word tax.
But Liberman says they really mean the same thing. But surprise, surprise, politicians don't always say what they mean. The deal they're reportedly coming up with would replace some of the automatic sequestration spending cuts with revenues from fees, not taxes. John Pitney is a political science professor at Claremont McKenna College. He says there's a reason taxpayers can swallow fees better than a tax.
A fee is something you pay in order to get something from the government. Arguably, you get some kind of government service as a result of paying the fee.
The negotiators are reportedly considering a hike in airline fees to pay for security. Semantics can come in handy when Congress is as closely divided as it is now, when nobody's willing to give much in negotiations. Ross Baker teaches political science at Rutgers University.
It's in the interest of both sides to come up with a really good set of euphemisms, to be able to give themselves political cover in order to do what they want to do.
Even if it's just a modest agreement, which, Baker says, is about all we can expect. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.